It's pretty clear that the forbearance option and foreclosure moratorium gave millions of borrowers needed breathing room to make it through the pandemic.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office, celebrating 100 years of fact-based, nonpartisan government oversight. I'm Holly Hobbs. COVID-19 caused significant turmoil in the U.S. economy, leaving many citizens without stable incomes. As a result, millions of homeowners have experienced ongoing challenges making mortgage payments, risking default or foreclosure. The CARES Act, which Congress passed in March of 2020, sought to provide homeowners with some relief through measures like mortgage forbearance and a moratorium on foreclosures. Today we'll talk with John Pendleton, a director in our Financial Markets and Community Investment team, who has a new report out on whether housing protections during COVID-19 worked. Thank you for joining us, John.
And thanks for having me, Holly.
So, John, did it work? Did the protections under the CARES Act save people from losing their homes during COVID?
Yes, it's pretty clear that the forbearance and foreclosure efforts helped people stay in their homes during the pandemic. In May of last year, about 3.4 million mortgages were in forbearance, and this allowed homeowners to miss their mortgage payments if they were experiencing hardships. Foreclosures plummeted during the period as well, and were down 85% in 2020 compared to the previous year. So yes, it helped literally millions of people.
And do we know what types of loans or borrowers were more likely to utilize the forbearance option?
The provisions covered folks who have federally backed mortgages, and we saw big differences depending on the type of loan. For example, the Federal Housing Administration, or FHA, had forbearances in place for nearly 15% of their loans as of last May, which was much higher than the overall averages. And when you step back and look across all the types of federally backed loans, we found that Black and Hispanic homeowners were in forbearance at about twice the rate of white homeowners. And that provided some additional evidence that the pandemic had deeply affected minority populations.
So the housing protections under the CARES Act didn't apply to all mortgage loans. Which loans qualified, and were there any limits as to how long someone could use the forbearance period?
Yeah, it depended a little bit based on where you got your loan, but there are a couple of key things to know here. Like I said, to be eligible, your loan had to be federally backed. But this is about 80% of all mortgages, and it includes programs intended to help veterans, rural populations, or others who might have needed lower down payments to qualify, that kind of thing. But if you had a federally backed mortgage, you could typically get forbearance for a year, or in some cases, the protections could last up to 18 months.
So what did the federal government do to promote awareness of mortgage forbearance?
There were some hiccups early on, but as time went on, the government agencies and mortgage servicers, these are the folks that hold your loan and process your payments, worked together to try to educate distressed borrowers about what their options were. Early on, it was clear that many borrowers didn't understand the provisions, what they were entitled to, and not all services were giving good information, frankly. Some borrowers were afraid to contact their mortgage servicers. But we looked at the data to try to see how many folks might have fallen through the cracks here. And the way we did it is we looked at how many borrowers were two or more months behind, but not in forbearance. And we found that less than 1%, 0.6%, as a matter of fact, fell into that category. So it looks like most folks that were entitled to this and needed it got help with it.
So it sounds like housing protections under the CARES Act helped a lot of homeowners who were struggling to make mortgage payments because of COVID-19. But that while the economy is recovering, there might still be a lot of borrowers using forbearance to make ends meet. John, at some point, the moratorium is going to end. What happens then?
That's the right question, Holly. Clearly, there's a backlog of foreclosures that will hit the system as the moratorium ends. And for those in forbearance, it's important to remember that the debt has not been forgiven. The borrowers will still need to pay somehow what they owe. In February of this year, we found that the average loan in forbearance had 8 missed payments, and the borrowers were over $8,000 behind, and it's probably higher now. The key going forward will be borrowers and servicers working together to find a way to get things back on track You can add a little onto the monthly payment, or by you can tack the missed payments with agreement from your servicer onto the end of the loan period, but this all has to be worked out.
And last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
Federal actions early in the pandemic staved off the wave of foreclosures that were feared when the economy dipped. Based on the data we reviewed, it's pretty clear that the forbearance options and foreclosure moratorium gave millions of borrowers some needed breathing room to make it through the pandemic. But the programs are ending, and an unknown but inevitable number of foreclosures will resume when the moratorium ends. Mortgage payments were deferred, not forgiven, so it will take time to see how big an impact the pandemic has truly had on homeownership.
That was John Pendleton talking about GAO's recent review of COVID-related housing protections for homeowners. Thank you for your time, John.
Thank you, Holly.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and more. And make sure you leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.